Shedra Sheli Zerem Chiyus Shel Nafshecha. I felt the soul of Maral passing through my spine. Now he understood why Matseva is alive, why it's called Netesh. Achein lo lechinam kruya hi ha-Matseva Netesh. Not for nothing do the rabbis call a Matseva Netesh. Amazing passage. I'll bring it to your attention. We're going to be visiting cemeteries. We're going to be seeing a lot of Matsevas. And you will realize what a cemetery is in Europe, and how alive some of these cemeteries are. We're in Eretz Atuma, we're here in Germany, and we are a half hour away, and we almost went there. It was going to be an addition to the trip, but because of the delay in New York, we didn't make it. But we're a half hour from the old cemetery of Frankfurt, where the greatest Gaonim in the world are buried. Where Bnei Yoshua, Rav Yaakov Yoshua, died in 1756, is buried. Where Rav Nosson HaKohen Adler, the Rebbe of the Sam Sofer, is buried. Where the Haflah, Pinchas HaLevi Horowitz, is buried. And where the Shev Yaakov is buried. And where the Maram Shif is buried. And the list goes on and on and on. And in this Eretz Atuma, that's a Makom Kadosh, and retains all its Kedusha. And remember that, whenever we visit a cemetery, wherever we are, a cemetery retains its Kedusha. And there's a special mitzvah of Ishtaflis, of visiting the graves of great tzaddikim. It has a Kedusha Samakom, it never loses that Kedusha. And no one can ever sell such a cemetery, and no one's allowed to destroy such a cemetery. Retains its Kedusha, the Olam Vod. Once it was sanctified as a cemetery, it remains a cemetery. So, along these lines, I want to mention to you that this notion, which is a notion in Chazal, there's a mitzvah derabanan to visit the graves of the great tzaddikim. There's a beautiful passage in the Drashos Haran, which I want to bring to your attention. Most people aren't aware of it, so in the light of what we're talking about now, we'll mention it. The Ran lived in Spain. We're talking about Rabbeinu Nissen, who lived in about 1300 or so. Talmud of the Ramban, and one of the greatest of the Rishonim. Wrote many commentaries on the Talmud. He wrote a book of drashos, known as Drashos Haran, a great classic. And a few centuries back, for the end of Bamidbar, we read about this, and I'm going to remind you of something that it says in the Chumash. And I'm reading his words, and I'll elaborate a little bit. When Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, so the Pasuk says that Hashem spoke to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and he told all three of them to step forward. And now I read the words of the Ran. Fidati shezeh hayo inyan akriya l'moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The Pasuk says, Hashem called Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam to attention, as it were. And then the next Pasuk says, and then he called Aaron and Miriam, and he only speaks to Aaron and Miriam. Hashem never speaks to Moshe. So why was Moshe called? What was Moshe doing there together with Aaron and Miriam? Ki lo reivu shedibar Hashem Yisbarach and Moshe klav. He brings various Rishonim, including the Ramban, what they have to say about this. It was essential that Moshe be called, even though God never spoke to him. God suddenly called Aaron and Miriam. God was speaking to Aaron and Miriam. God doesn't speak to prophets suddenly. God only speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu without any preparation. Lovely parish. Moshe had to be there because only in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, to whom God spoke regularly at any time without any special preparation on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to be there because God was now going to speak to Aaron and Miriam without Aaron and Miriam being in the proper frame and having done the proper preparation for having visitation by God. The Shefa of Moshe Rabbeinu allowed Miriam and Aaron to receive Nevuah